What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. In no particular order, Sergei Lavrov shores up Eritrean support and a visit to Eritrea, or the U.S., Eritrea troops still on Ethiopian soil, or the report that Sudan is now in favor of the Grand Renaissance Dam. Gregory, this is the Ethiopian civil war in conclusion or in transition. I can't be certain. So is Russia welcome in Addis Ababa the way it's welcome in Eritrea? And how is the Sudan decision going to influence all of these actors?
It's a complex scenario in the Horn of Africa. Let's look at Sudan. Sudan was the reason that the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam was built in the first place, because it was designed to provide hydroelectric power to boost and basically stabilize the economy of Sudan, which was scaling back its dependency, or was forced to scale back its dependency on oil exports and oil as part of the electric power generation in the country, largely because Sudan itself was divided into Sudan and South Sudan. So basically, we're getting back to normalcy. The Sudanese government, now military-dominated once again, sees the value of the economic boost of hydroelectric power coming from the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam. This means that Sudan has stopped allowing itself to be used by the Egyptian government as a proxy to push militarily against Ethiopia. And that may actually signal a slightly more realpolitik view of the situation in Cairo, because Cairo has been using this whole conflict over the dam to blame Ethiopia for the fact that Egypt doesn't have enough water for its population, when the reality is that it doesn't matter whether you have the dam or not, there's only a finite amount of water that can come out of the Blue Nile from its origins at Lake Tana in Ethiopia. So essentially, the Egyptians have to realize that they need a new approach to water security, because they've quadrupled their population over the past few decades, and yet the water supply has remained constant out of Ethiopia's highlands.
I want to rush to Eritrea, not run out of time. Eritrea, okay. My memory, supported Addis Ababa and the prime minister during the conflict against the Tigray Liberation Front. Eritrea is now said to have troops on Ethiopian soil, which doesn't sound to be disruptive if they were allies. And Lavrov is visiting with Eritrea. So can you help me understand the significance of Eritrea in this region? We have a couple of minutes.
Eritrea is profoundly important because it is the coastal state. It was the coastal area of Ethiopia before Eritrea became independent again. So what we saw on the January the 17th was a pact between Russia and Eritrea for Russia to build a naval port at Massawa on the Red Sea. That's one thing. Secondly, Russia was profoundly important in helping Ethiopia defeat the Tigray Popular Liberation Front by bringing in weapons and particularly unmanned combat aerial vehicles, drones, which helped defeat the TPLF. And that was in opposition to the United States, which has continued to support the TPLF, even though the TPLF is now defeated. But you still have the State Department sort of angry at the victory of Addis Ababa. And they also have not opened up again to President Isaias Afwerki from Eritrea. And so the United States has been literally behind the eight ball on all of this. They haven't kept up. The Russians have moved aggressively to support both Eritrea and Ethiopia. It's paying off. I think this will pave the way also for the proposed confederal structure between Eritrea and Ethiopia and possibly Djibouti to rebuild the Ethiopian Navy in the Red Sea. And the Egyptians will oppose that, and therefore the U.S. will support Egypt on that.
So I should regard this as buoying Addis Ababa and the strength of the government in Ethiopia. We have 30 seconds.
Absolutely. And yes, the Eritreans are still on Ethiopian soil, Tigrayan soil, largely because the TPLF has not yet fully abandoned its weapons.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're headed to Australia and the AUKUS deal, which is changing as we speak. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.